Okay, well, should we get started?
Yeah, fine with me.
All right. So, the first item on the agenda is comments received on the progress report, or perhaps more correctly, lack of comments received on the progress report, which I think is, I suppose, we should take as good, because there haven't been any comments. I'm not sure that we necessarily need to do anything other than to just acknowledge that the report has been published and that we have no comments. Bart, is there anything you want to say?
What I'll do is I'll submit, say, a note to the archive, say, I've done it with the interim report, say, the other working group under the PDP as well, say, we receive no comments and we take it.
Okay. All right.
Recommendations have been accepted or are acceptable.
Are acceptable, yeah. All right. Any other input on item one? Okay. So item two is that the creation of the study group on the use of country and territory names, which the council, CCNSO council, created
in Cartagena,
thank you, to provide an overview on all policies and processes that are in use or are proposed to be in use for country and territory names. But where are we at with that? We've got our volunteers. We've got a large number of volunteers from the GNSO, which we need to whittle down. We've asked ALAC, I believe, and we've asked the GAC, I think.
And so that will happen over the next couple of days. So it's on the agenda. So this working group is informed that, say the topic that's been discussed heavily over the last couple of months regarding, say, especially the Latin country names or meaningful representation of country names with no IDN character are dealt with, so it's out of the PDP itself, and it's addressed somewhere else.
Okay, that's fine. Any comment on that? Okay, good. So then, item three is the issue of .Russia in Cyrillic, and others. Obviously, that's an example. So currently, .RF in Cyrillic is delegated. The question is, should .Russia in Cyrillic and similar cases be granted special status under the overall policy? But presumably, one way of dealing with this would be to say that that is something that the study group will consider, isn't it?
Yes, but in this case, because they could consider it, and they could come back to the working group. On the other hand, it's very clear that some of the criteria of this working group, so some of the decision points, creates this issue. Say, I think the best example, because that's why I've used it, say, .Russia in Cyrillic, say, the Russians have been asked, and they would be eligible under the overall policy for .RF and .Russia as well. And you could foresee a circumstance that as part of the PDP, say, meaningful representations based on the criteria are acceptable, but we got the limitation to one. So the others that would be acceptable are either reserved or deserve special status.
Well, okay, but surely the question of whether there are two questions that arise. Well, no, there's one fundamental question that arises specifically under the PDP, and that is the limitation to one.
Yeah.
The question of whether, as an overarching concept, it should be possible to have .Russia in Cyrillic as well as .RF in Cyrillic is the same as whether it should be possible to have Norway in Chinese or .Australia in English as a CCTLD, and so therefore doesn't that, unless we want to revisit the limitation of one,
Or you state, because of the limitation of one, something under the PDP needs to be stated with regard to the other ones, which are eligible under the criteria of this PDP. But the problem
with that is that you then create a circumstance where you have a special rule for alternate names in IDNs, whereas you don't have a special rule for alternate names in ASCII.
And that's why we got this study group, is to deal specifically with those cases which can't be dealt with under the PDP.
But it's open to us, isn't it, under the PDP to say that we think that future work should be done on the status of alternate names that territories would be eligible for and are only not able to get because we currently have a limited one.
Yeah, and you say what we could do as this working group is say, okay, we acknowledge the fact that this exists and we ask this study group to look into it.
Yep. Did I hear somebody else trying to speak?
Just me saying yes.
Thank you. Was there anybody else? Okay, so can we do that then, Bart? Can we draft something that says that we can put to the list?
Yeah, I will, because that will...
Yes, agree.
Yeah, so it's very clear that is in principle it's under the mandate of this working group, but we asked to take the other working group, the study group, to look into it. So,
because it has overarching effects on general CCTLD policy rather than just IDN CCTLD policy.
Yeah, okay, I will do that. So that one is covered.
Okay. Item 4 is variance. This is where I think we are. If you ignore variance for the moment, then we are pretty much at a point with this policy development process where there is consensus on, or there seems to be anyway consensus on, current recommendations that we are making. And if there wasn't an issue with variance, then this particular working group could close off, subject to following the necessary process, close off its policy development process, and then the second working group on the internal rules of the CCNSO and its bylaws would also relatively soon be in a position to do the same, and those recommendations could then go to the council. The problem is that the issue of variance is obviously very important and is a whole in our current draft policy. There are a couple of alternatives, the ICAM board has set up an IDN variant issues project, and the role of that project, as I understand it, is to produce a series of case studies that deal with different types of variants and presumably would produce some recommendations type 1 is a variant, it should be dealt with in one way, and type 2 is not a variant, and so on. So we have, it seems to me, a couple of alternatives. The first alternative is that we, maybe there are three actually, the first alternative is that we complete our processes in the sense that we complete our documentation on both working groups 1 and 2, and then we stop and we put the policy development process into hiatus or hibernation until such time as the variant issue is dealt with. That's one alternative. Second alternative is that we proceed with the policy development, finalization of the policy development process, and send it up to the council with a note saying that we should institute, the council should process the policy that we're suggesting and put that forward to the board as the full policy with a note saying that, of course, it's lacking input on variance. And the third possibility is that we take the policy from the second working group, which is on on the bylaws and internal rules and put that forwards because that that effectively stands alone. And we hibernate the this side of the policy development process. So, I mean, that's where we are. The question is, what do we do next? Bart, did you have any particular thoughts that you wanted to put forward?
Two things. First of all, say what we still need to do, but that's a matter of one or two meetings, is go through the procedures because we've identified procedures, but they lack substance. So that's one. But that's minor. I'm not sure in how the IDN been. Say the risk is that the IDN variant discussion would affect some of the principles identified by the working group. That works.
Yeah.
And say at the same time, what we see right now, and say in, over the next couple of months there will be more, you already have IDN CCTLDs, and they can't join the CCNSO because of the rules aren't ready to do so. So I would suggest, based on this analysis, I would suggest to split the two and move forward with the IDN on or the PDP on the inclusion, and put this bit on the overall policy in a bit of hibernation until, say, the IDN variant discussion has been more or less concluded.
Anyone else got any comments on that? Well, Bart, can we then, in that case, can I suggest that you do a note to the
I will first put it on note to the working group, say
yes.
As with the other points, as a report of this meeting, so people can react on the list on it, because I think to determine this is a bit difficult.
Well, I agree. So I think the steps then are that you write a note that says this is the suggested way forwards.
Yeah.
And that the way that it would work is that I think is that the working groups, if there is consensus that this is the suggested way forwards, is that the working groups write to the council and ask the council in San Francisco to consider the proposals of the way forwards.
Yep.
And then come back to the working groups and say, yes, we're happy with that, or no, we're not.
I think that's the best way forward.
Okay.
I'll write two notes. Say first of all, with the regard to the Russia and Cyrillic issue, and send it round and for you, and then the chair of the working group, so you, Chris, can send it to the study group. And the second one is on the splitting of the two of the working group of the PDP.
Okay. All right. All right, well, if everyone's happy with that, then that's what we'll do. And then the council, hopefully in San Francisco, can make a decision. Which brings us to the last item on the agenda, Bart, which is the next steps for this working group, which I think we've just kind of dealt with, haven't we, really? Although we need to talk about...
And that's the good thing, on Thursday morning, there is a meeting scheduled, so... That could be used to wrap up if the council would adopt the resolution. That can be used to wrap up determine when and how this will move forward.
You mean on Thursday morning in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a working group meeting on Thursday morning, do we?
Yep.
Okay, cool. All right, fine. All right.
And the rest is, so the next steps are really covered now.
Well, except we, yes, that's right, except that we also need to talk about what we're going to actually do in San Francisco, are we? Because we're having a session with the members, aren't we?
Yes, but I think this is, say, this is, from this working group's perspective, that is, I think the this is already very substantive in the sense of we note this issue on the Cyrillic stuff can be done in 10, 15 minutes to explain it. And secondly, that we will propose to split the two, or to split the PDP itself.
Right, so the way, so just that I'm clear, the way it's going to work is that we're going to have a session, an IDN session with the members on whatever day it is that we're having that in San Francisco, and at that we will explain that we think we've done, is we've basically finished on these things. We're referring stuff to the study group on other names, and we have a, we're asking for input on whether we should hibernate one half and run with the other half. The members can give their input, and then the council on Wednesday afternoon can make a decision based on our suggestions and what the members have said in the meeting. Is that right?
Yes, that's the idea.
Okay, fine.
Well, then we can circle back to the members of this working group on Thursday morning.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Yep.
If we're not careful, we could end up actually achieving something.
Oh, no. Well, something will have to happen.
Yeah, that's very true. All right. Well, in that case, I guess the next step is for us to produce a note, as you said, of the of what's been happening, what we've just talked about.
Yes, I will do that when I'm in the train tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Any other business?
Yeah, there is a piece about any other business, which is kind of odd when we're about to wrap this thing up. Christina, has Olivier asked that our new IDN liaison be replaced with Jane Sengwals in this group, acting blank file. But if we're chucking things about variants to lists, it would be useful if the current ALAC IDN liaison was on the list as opposed to the Philip Meadows Lyons one, and the current one is Edmund. I'm just not sure who's on the list.
What do you, I'm sorry, Cheryl, I'm not clear what you're asking.
Cheryl?
Yeah.
You drop me a note. That's easiest, probably.
Thanks, okay, but I just, you know, just particularly when it's variants and, you know, we don't want to have to go and cycle again. I'd rather get it done sooner than later, that's all.
Drop me an email and I'll look into it with Christina and we can do it, say, over the next week or two, make sure that it happens.
A little piece of minute trivia, but kind of important at this closing.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
All right. Well, I think that if everybody's happy, we're done, and it's been
good. I mean, John, do you have anything to add, or you have a question?
No. I have not much to comment on it.
Okay. All right. So let's do that, and we'll convene again in San Francisco.
Yes, we will.